Empower Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Dr. Amanda, and if you're a coach, expert, or service-based business owner, you're in the right place to learn law of attraction strategies that will help you break through to six figures and beyond in your business. And in this episode, you're going to learn why feeling urgent about money slows down your business growth. I want you to think about this for a second. Have you ever felt urgent about money in your business? If you haven't, you might be a robot. This comes up because in my group coaching the other day, we had a really incredible conversation about the feeling of urgency. So I asked everybody, you know, how are you feeling about money today? Because on Mondays we do mindset and money magnetism and manifestation. And it was wild, the responses that came in. People were saying things like this: I feel super stressed about time and money, and there's never enough of it. I have enough, but not abundance. I feel rushed in the amount of time that I have to get all the stuff done that I want to do. There's not enough time, which causes me to be stressed. I feel frustrated when I run out of time every day and I can't make the money I want to make. So this is really powerful because it's a common theme that runs across all entrepreneurs. I see this time and time again because there is a lot to do as we build businesses and we have families and lives that are going on. And so it's very easy to feel urgent about making money and to feel urgent about our time. And you've heard me talk in previous episodes. In fact, episode number 52 talked about how to optimize your time to have more freedom as an entrepreneur. And when we have more time freedom, we increase our money magnetism and we speed up our business growth. So anytime we're feeling urgent about money, it's really a time problem and it's an energetic alignment problem. So our state of being is feeling rushed. We're impatient about our expectations of getting fast results. So impatient expectations of fast results lead to frustration. Anytime you're impatient, you know that you're in a state of resistance, and frustration and resistance will block your money magnetism and slow down your business growth. Now, this is really interesting because you think, well, if I feel urgent about money, shouldn't I be attracting it to me? Because, you know, we say, hey, you attract what you think about. The interesting thing here is that every subject is really two subjects. So you're thinking about what you want. And on the flip side, you're thinking about the absence of what you want. So when you are urgent about money, what you really want is fast money, right? You go, oh, I urgently, desperately, badly want money. But on the flip side, what you're actually fearing is slow money, or money not coming to you in big enough amounts. So going back to all the things that the people in my group were saying, there's that urgency, there's that not enoughness, there's the stress, there's the overwhelm. And that is what's predominantly happening in your state of being. So the fear about not having the money as fast as you want is the more powerful feeling. So this is what gets attracted to you, a blocking of your money flow. So remember that fear is the future expectation of awful results. And flow is faithfully looking for opportunities to win. So fear, future expectation of awful results. When you're in a state of fear, you're projecting into the future that you are going to have something bad happen. And so if you're feeling urgent about money, it's because in the now you think there's not enough, right? You wouldn't feel urgent about money if right now you were completely abundant. Let's say that I gave you $1 billion today. How would you feel about money? You would probably not feel so urgent about attracting it because you already have it. We don't feel urgency about the things that we already have. And so your urgency about the money is causing you to actually focus subconsciously on the lack of the money. And that lack of having money is causing fear. So then you project into the future, there's never going to be enough. I'm not enough. What if it's never enough? And this just keeps running in your state of being, which then puts that into the quantum field. And then the law of attraction picks up on that frequency and matches it to you and keeps blocking your money flow. that's not what we want, right? And so this urgent feeling must be transformed. Otherwise, you're just going to keep getting blocked money flow. You're going to keep feeling urgency of a lack of time. You're not going to feel abundant. You're going to be frustrated. So here are some action steps. I'm going to give you four to help you shift the energy around money so that you can get into a state of calm and presence and be relaxed and into that state of flow, which, like I said, is faithfully looking for opportunities to win. And so you're then in a state where things are coming to you easily, you become more magnetic to money, you feel relaxed, you feel like when I said, hey, if I gave you $1 billion, how would you feel? That's how you want to be feeling to attract money to you. And so let's get into that state. So number one, the first action step here is to get organized with your money. Now, this is wild to think about because when we are freaked out about money, we tend to want to avoid looking at our bank account. We tend to want to work really hard thinking that, oh, I'll just work really hard to get the money to come to me faster. But remember, you can't get a positive result from a negative input. So if you're working hard and you're feeling stressed and urgent in the now, it's impossible to have money flow because you're blocking it in the now. Hard work does not compensate for your lack of energetic alignment. Hard work doesn't compensate for your belief that there's never going to be enough. So you've got to start reprogramming yourself. So to do this, you are going to get organized with your money. So this is your first action step, because when you're responsible with your money and you're willing to look at it, it helps increase money flow because you are sending a signal that you are open. You're slowing down to look at it. You're getting conscious of what's going on. So you're going to track your money and you're going to set money magnet dates. So these are two strategies that you're going to use to get organized with your money. Instead of avoiding it and ignoring it and pretending that the problems aren't there or that your fear isn't there about it, you're going to actually look at it. You're going to track your money and set money magnet dates. So tracking your money is as simple as getting an app on your phone where you just see every penny that goes out and every penny that comes in. This could also be QuickBooks in your business or a bookkeeping service, of course. If you have that, then what you're going to do is make sure you're looking at it regularly, especially if you have a bookkeeper, because sometimes when we have a bookkeeper, we don't look at it until it's close to the end of the year. And then even sometimes you give it to your accountant and you never look at it clearly. This is not being responsible with your money. It's awesome to have a bookkeeper. That's great. I highly recommend it. That doesn't mean that you don't interact with your money and get organized with it. And then even a simpler way is just to have an app on your phone. So it depends on your stage of business if you have a bookkeeper or not. It also depends on the amount of income that you have coming in. That's okay. Either way, you're just going to start tracking your money, paying attention to it. You're going to set money magnet dates on a weekly basis. I call these money magnet dates because you're signaling to the universe that you're responsible about your money and you're noticing what you already have in the bank. You're noticing the net worth that you already have, any abundance that's already coming in. Even if you're at a negative state, you're still being responsible about it so that you can increase the money flow. Avoiding it doesn't make it grow. It makes the fear grow. So to reduce the fear, you actually want to look at your money. So spend time with money, get organized with money, be responsible with money. This signals to the universe that you are responsible, that you are ready to look at it, that you're ready to be somebody who's financially educated, skilled, savvy. And it takes you starting to look at your money. It takes you getting more and more responsible with your money. There's a story I love about this, and I've told it before, but in case you missed it, there's a parent who goes to an ice cream shop with their kid and buys them a single scoop ice cream cone. They're walking along the sidewalk and the kid drops the ice cream cone, or, you know, the scoop falls off onto the sidewalk and the kid starts crying, and they're walking back to the ice cream shop to get a replacement for it. And the kid sees someone with a triple scoop. And the kid asks for a triple scoop, and the parent's like, well, if you can't handle the single scoop, how are you going to handle the triple scoop? And this is exactly how money goes. for you. If you can't handle the money you already have coming in, why would you think that you would be sent more? So you've got to start looking at your money. Get organized with your money. Look at it every day. The more that you look at it, the faster your money magnetism will happen. I promise you, this is so amazing. When I was on food stamps, I started just tracking with an app all the money that went out, all the money that came in, and very quickly my money reality started to shift. I started automated savings and I started to pay a lot of attention to wealth building and looking at my money daily. So I cultivated a connected relationship with my money, and then the money started to come to me in larger amounts and easier ways because I was responsible with it. So that's what this step number one is all about. Get organized with your money. It increases your responsibility. It increases your magnetism. And money magnet dates are just a fun way to make sure that you're looking at your money every single week. And when you're doing this, you're just going to review your income, your outflow. You could look at your P&L. You can look at your personal and your business. If you have a partner, you want to do this with them. This is a really important strategy that will dramatically shift your money growth and your business growth. Number two, decrease unnecessary outflow of money. So this seems really obvious, but sometimes people overlook this. When we're freaked out about money and we feel urgent about it, we can sometimes get into a state of even spending more to make ourselves feel better. So we'll spend money unnecessarily, or because in number one, like I said, you aren't organized and responsible with your money and you're avoiding looking at it, you have unnecessary money going out that you might not even notice. And so it's really important to look at your money and track it so that you can see where you have unnecessary expenses. I really want you to be asking yourself here, what can I drop from my expenses? And these are going to be things that are not critically important for you. If you're feeling urgent about money, it means that you are feeling like you don't have enough, which means that you want to experience the feeling of having enough and you want to start to create abundance. And so dropping unnecessary expenses is going to signal to yourself that you're responsible with money. This increases your money confidence and has you then becoming more money magnetic. If you are decreasing unnecessary outflow, this could look like things in your personal life, like subscriptions to something. This could be you stopping a habit that you have on a weekly basis that isn't bringing you joy. Perhaps you're spending money on things that are draining your energy, but you're just in the habit of doing it. And so you want to decide to stop that. An example here could be maybe every week you go out to a certain restaurant and you spend a certain amount of money on drinks and food. And then the next day you don't feel that great. So this could be an unnecessary expense. What if you took that $50 to $100 and you put it into a money magnet account, and this is going to start to reverse the money flow? It's going to have you drop unnecessary expense, get organized with your money, get responsible, and help you feel more confident and more magnetic to money flow. You're going to see your balance sheet have more income than outflow, which causes you to feel better about your money situation. And, you know, when I say this, this is interesting because this could be for people who have a lot of money in the bank or people who have not a lot of money in the bank. This could be for people who are making a ton of money in their business or a small amount of money in their business, because this feeling of urgency I've noticed cuts across all entrepreneurs, no matter what amount of money they're making, because it's a habit. The feeling of urgency is a habit. So what I'm teaching you here are action steps to start to shift your money habits, your habitual state of being, your actions, the things that you're doing in your relationship to money. You want to start switching them so that you feel calm and ease and flow with money instead of urgency. So decrease unnecessary outflow of money. You want to be thinking, what can I drop from my expenses that's not essential, that's draining my energy, that's causing me to feel freaked out? Anything you can drop, you want to drop. Okay. Number three, make money any way possible. Now, this is going to be a funny one for some people because this could look like selling something that you have in your garage. Put it on Facebook Marketplace and sell it for $5 just to start the flow of money shifting. It could be also in your business. I want you to be thinking as an action step, what is my fastest path to cash and take action on it immediately? Here's a simple example. Let's say in your business, you have a whole bunch of leads that you've built up over a period of time, and you've been thinking that you needed to sell them something that you already offer, and it's been in this one way that you've been in this box, and you're stuck. It's not selling. You're feeling frustrated and confused and urgent. So what you're going to do is you're going to go through those leads and you're going to think, could I shift and sell them something else? So I was working with a client on this and they had a whole bunch of leads and they were just thinking really specifically about this one way to close a deal. And so we started brainstorming how, what about this and what about this? What are five different ways that you could actually turn those leads into a different version of money? And this started to shift the money momentum in a new direction and increase the money flow. In a coaching business, this could look like, okay, what if you go back out and reach out to past clients and see if they need some refresher sessions? What if you reach out to your community and see if you could do a one-off workshop or a pop-up workshop on a very specific topic and just bring in a couple thousand dollars? Again, like I said, what if you sell something in your garage or you could sell some crypto or some stocks? The trick here is that you're going to bring in money in any way possible just to start shifting your feelings around money magnetism. So instead of thinking I'm not making enough and I feel really urgent and freaked out about it and things aren't happening and everything's stagnant, you're going to increase money magnetism and increase money flow by bringing in some income, and this is going to start to shift your energy and your feelings around money. So you're looking for your fastest paths to cash and take action on it immediately. And this is just going to start to reverse the energy around it. Okay, number four, practice releasing fear and opening up for flow. So again, like I said, fear, my acronym for this is future expectation of awful results. So you're going to release fear and you're going to increase flow, faithfully looking for opportunities to win. So let's just practice right now releasing fear. Okay, I want you to, if you can, you know, you might be driving or something like that. And if you're driving, don't stop and close your eyes. But if you're doing something where you can just stop and close your eyes, let's just practice what it feels like to release fear. So go ahead and close your eyes and we're just going to do three deep breaths. So breathe in. On the in breath, I want you to breathe in love and light for yourself. On the out, say the words to yourself, let go, let go, let go, let go. Another breath in, and on the in breath, I want you to feel love for yourself, for listening to this right now and being responsible. Breathe it into your being. On the out, say the words, let go, let go, let go, let go. Another one in, on this in-breath, breathe in light into every cell of your being. And on the out, let go of any conscious or unconscious blocks you have to being abundant right now. And just keeping your eyes closed, I want you to just keep breathing naturally or deeply, whatever feels aligned for you. And let's just play with saying, I am ready to release fear about money. I am willing to release my fears about money. I see that I've been feeling afraid or urgent or stressed about money, and I'm willing to let that go. It's okay to step into flow with money. I am open to allowing money to flow to me in a river of abundance. I enjoy it when money flows to me easily. I enjoy feeling calm and relaxed about making money. It feels good to be a money magnet. I love it when money comes to me in big, easy ways. It feels good to build my business and build my wealth doing what I love. I am a money magnet and everything I touch turns to gold. Oh yeah, you money magnet. Okay, go ahead and open your eyes and just notice how you feel. After doing that really short meditation, just doing some breathing of letting go, how do you feel right now? Typically when I do this with people, I have meditations I do every single day in my Law of Attraction for Entrepreneurs program. And when I'm on lives with my people, I ask, how do you feel after doing 3 deep breaths and just focusing on shifting your energy? 100% of the people say, I feel calmer, I feel more relaxed, I feel more at ease, I feel like a weight has been lifted. And remember, you attract your future success from your current state of being. So if you want to experience fast and easy money flow to grow your business more successfully and with more ease, you've got to feel that in the now. And so 3 deep breaths will change your energy in the now and allow you to release whatever it is that you're feeling that's causing you stress and urgency, typically fear, right? You're feeling fear, which is causing you to feel urgent and overwhelmed. You release that right now. You step into a state of calm and ease, and then you can attract calm and ease to you. When you're in a calm state, you will be more magnetic to money, and this will help your business grow more quickly. So that's an easy, easy way for you to release fear and open up for flow. All right, let's review the action steps. Number one, you're going to get organized with your money. Number two, decrease unnecessary outflow of money. Number three, make money any way possible. And number four, practice releasing fear and opening up for flow just by taking 3 deep breaths. Yes. All right. So be sure to go to workwithdramanda.com. Workwithdramanda.com. You'll find all kinds of awesome free and paid resources to get resources to help you build your business rapidly, to help you understand how to apply the law of attraction to get better results. This is me showing you practical woo. I'm very spiritual. I'm quite woo-woo in some ways. I don't know. There's always a spectrum of woo-woo people. If you've been listening to my podcast, I think that you understand my version of woo. It's that I use strategies that are law of attraction based to help you succeed at building a business. It requires that you are energetically aligned if you want to experience ease and flow in your business. And my goal is to help you get to zone 4, which is your zone of manifestation, where you have clients flowing in, you have money growing, you have rapid business growth, you feel confident and good as an entrepreneur. I like to teach you how to do that through law of attraction principles because they're universal truths that work every single time. So workwithdramanda.com. Thank you so much for being here today. And until next time, I'm sending you giant hugs and inner power high fives.